Pupils of the Drama Studio British School, and we are here today for you to come on a walk with us. We'll tell you where to go and what to do. It's only 2 miles and it takes about an hour and a half.
Most of it is on pavements and lanes, but some of it's in the woods.
We're going to be talking for quite a bit of the walk and we've got plenty to say.
You should be near the entrance of the school on Flats Lane. Near to the green gates and the yellow bits of fencing.
We need to start walking.
Turn right out of the school and then right at the road junction onto Park Road.
Stay on the right-hand side.
You'll pass the playing field.
Keep on going.
We're going to start by talking about the games we play.
Let's go!
I play dob with my friends and hide and seek. Someone has the dob and you have to tap someone to give it them and then they have to tap someone else to pass it on.
I've invented a game called cartwheel tag. And you have to do cartwheels and when you get close to someone you have to try and dob them. They're it, and then you have to run away doing cartwheels.
The games I invented was a hamster and a lion game because all we need are two people that are hamsters and lions and then one person to take care of them.
Sometimes my mum and dad used to play like British Bulldog but it's not allowed anymore because you can break arms easily.
Yeah, you link arms and then you win each other and you try to get past them but like your arms can get stuck, so reckon you can easily get injured in it, which is why it's not allowed anymore.
I play Floor's Lava, and also we add some challenges. So someone's on the ground telling you challenges to do, and then you've got to do them challenges. And if you fall off the trim trail, you fall in the lava and you're then the person who tells the challenges.
I invented the cat game where some people are cats and then then one person is a human, the owner, and then the cats have to like run away and then the human has to chase after them.
Me and my friends invented a game called the Princess Game and we play it really nicely. It's a game where there's some good princesses and bad princesses and it's like the mum and, yeah. The bad princesses have to fight against the good princesses and we all have powers in it.
We, like, play princesses and it's very dramatic.
My mum used to play dob. Basically, her and her friends, one of them tried to dob it. The other people, and then my mum always got it.
I call it Romy because it's a game where I play as a character from a game, but in this place called Rome. Oh, just weird adventures and weird mechanics.
My dad used to play football and he was really good, and so I think it runs in the family.
I'm usually in goal. It's pretty hard.
Well, mostly basketball. I like to make my throws like hands in the air after.
I made up a game where there was like a lot of people who could shapeshift into wolves and we went to different sort of planets and we had to try and fight to make it our tribe because every world we were on kept on like disappearing and dissolving.
I like to play this TikTok game. If you know about TikToks, I think you will know it because me and my friends just do TikToks and that's the game that I made up. TikTok is this thing where you could just scroll on your phone or whatever you go on and scroll on your phone and people do like dances and show basically what they're doing.
I like to play Galaxy Animals
and it's where your animals and you have lots of different powers, but you can't have the same powers as other your friends.
I've also created lots of horse games that I play with some of my friends. I think sometimes we're like baby horses, and sometimes like one of the people are the adult horses, and we run around playing like games and do jumps and stuff like that.
We normally do dances and cheer on the football, Jack's football team, because we really like football, but we also like cheerleading. Quite a lot of girls actually play football in this school. Yeah, the girls are very good because sometimes they get past Jack and score goals. You get to play Mums and Dads, but like a Simpson version, and normally we just play around chatting.
A teacher who's on duty will blow the whistle, everyone will have to freeze, and then when they blurt again, everyone lines up and we have our own colour line-up spots. We go back inside and do maths after morning break, and we read quietly if it's after afternoon break.
Stand still! Stand still!
You should have passed or be near to the cemetery by now. Cross over Mansfield Lane if you haven't already.
You should see a green space with a few trees to your right next to Thorndale Road and across from Broadfields.
Go up to one of the trees nice and close and go to the next track.